Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Food prices for the last quarter of 2012 in the state were down slightly. With details, Farm Bureau Public Relations Director Dan Smaldone.
In the fourth quarter of 2012, Kentucky Farm Bureau's Market Basket Survey found that the 40 basic grocery items that is normally surveyed came in at $115.53. Basically, what that means is that it was 38 cents lower than the previous quarter, or about 0.3%, decreasing from what happened back in September.
Of course, everyone knows what kind of rainfall we had or didn't this past season and its impact on crops. That event apparently didn't have time to impact this past quarter survey.
A lot of people were probably expecting the prices to be reflected a bit higher from the severe drought we experienced in the Midwest over the summer, but it is apparently taking a little bit longer for those to hit the grocery shelves. While row crops and field grains are certainly impacted, and the prices will be reflected in upcoming market basket surveys for sure, right now we are still experiencing what would be, I guess, seasonably low pricing.
On average, 2012 food prices were actually 1% lower than last year's average, but that's likely for a change this year.
Moving into 2013, that looks like it will change. Several economists are predicting a 3 to 4% increase.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
One of the goals of the Farm Bureau Market Basket Survey, says Dan Smaldone, is to show the big picture on food pricing.
While we are certainly anticipating impacts from the drought last year, gas prices and transportation issues and energy issues all play into the packaging and to the overall presentation of everything from a box of cereal to a gallon of ice cream.
So as we walk out of the supermarket, we need to understand that it's not just the raw farm product that impacts prices the most. In fact, says Smaldone, the average farmer's share of our retail food dollar is less than 16 cents.
So while farmers have become more efficient and have produced more food on less land, their share of the income has actually decreased.
On average, says Smaldone, the U.S. household pays about 10% of disposable income for our annual food needs, one of the lowest rates in the world. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.